Ask how many people don't understand English who want Tamil translation. Please raise your hand. Everyone understands English? I don't think so. All right, well, Rajesh Khanna. Aapko Ingrezi itna sa nahi aata. Well, they're not raising their hands. No, but they mostly here, they understand English, isn't it? All right, okay. Janmat Chalte. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is worshipped by the famous prayer of Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is here. He has come. He very kindly. So he is worshipped. Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gortushe Namaha. Rupa Goswami says, I worship Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, but who is the most magnanimous avatar. The Lord is one, the Supreme Lord is one only, Lord Vishnu, Bhagavan. He assumes many forms. You all know the Dasavataram. Who can say in order? Who's the first one? Who will say? Raise the hand. Matsya avatar. Then number two, Kurma avataram. Number three, Varaha. Number four, Narasimha. Number five, Vamanadev. Number six, Parashuram. Seven, Ramchandra Bhagavan, Dasharati Ram. Number eight, Balaram, or some say Krishna. Anyway, nine is Buddha Dev, and ten still to come, unless you believe that nonsense guy who's running around Andhra Pradesh these days. Yeah, just it's a joke. So the Lord has many other forms also, apart from these Dasavatar, there are many other forms also. Who can say there are other mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures? Kapila. Dattatreya, Hayagriva, Dhanvantari, Mohini, Vyasa, yeah. So these are all, there are many, many forms. Bhagavatam states, avataram hiya sankhyayam. There are uncountable forms of the Lord. That doesn't mean that everyone who claims to be an avatar is an avatar. There are so many bogus persons in the modern age claiming to be avatars of Vishnu. But the avatars of Vishnu, they should be understood from the descriptions in Shastra. What are you doing? What for? It's not recording. It's for hearing. And by their extraordinary activities. Specifically, it should be understood that Vishnu is supreme. This has been a subject of much controversy in the past, especially. Here in Tamil Nadu, there was a lot of animosity between the Shaivites and the Vaishnavites. But there is no such controversy nowadays. Is that good that there's no such controversy? The Vaishnavites and the Shaivites are not fighting. Is that good? What do you think? It's good they're not fighting. It would be good if they were not fighting, if they'd have come to some proper understanding. But they're not fighting because they just don't care anymore. They're not interested who is Bhagavan, they're interested what is the Indian cricket team doing. This is the unfortunate condition of India today. So anyway, Vishnu is supreme, just to make it brief. This is the conclusion of all the Shastras. Bhagavad Gita is universally accepted as the essence of all Shastra, in which Lord Krishna states, Vedaischa sarvairaham eva vedyaha. In all the Vedas, the Veda means knowledge, and in all the Vedas, Lord Krishna says, I am the object of knowledge. Again, in Bhagavad Gita, we have Lord Krishna saying, Matah parataram nanyat kinchid asti. Greater than me, there is no one or nothing. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matas sarvang pravartite. I am the source of everything. Everything emanates from me. So Lord Vishnu is the supreme personality of Godhead. There are many Vishnu forms. Advaitam achutam anadyam anantarupam adyang purana purushang navayovanam cha. There are many forms of the Lord, but they are not divisible. They are not separate persons. It's just like, for instance, a person working in BAHL, he might go to work in pant and shirt, but then when he comes home, he puts on a lungi, a vesti, all right. If he's a Hindu, he'll put on a vesti. In North India, they'll put on a lungi, sorry. So, and at work, there's a different mood interacting, and at home, he's interacting with his wife and children, and it's a different atmosphere. And different. So he's the same person, but he has a different dress and a different attitude in the workplace and in the home. So the Supreme Lord assumes many forms and bhavs to interact with his many devotees in different situations. He reciprocates with his devotees according to their bhav. In the famous verse of Hanumanji, Srinate Janakinate Abheda Paramatmane, Tatapi Mama Saravasvam Rama Kamala Lochanaha. He says that I know that Srinath Narayan, the Lord of Lakshmi, and Janakinath Ramchandra Bhagavan, the Lord of Janaki, Sita Devi, they are the same indivisible Supreme Lord. But nevertheless, as far as I'm concerned, the one who is all in all to me is Kamala Lochana, lotus-eyed Rama. So, the Supreme Lord is Vishnu or Krishna. That we all, of course, in ISKCON or Gauriya Sampradaya, we always say that Krishna is the original form and the Vishnu forms are subordinate. And generally people say, no, no, Vishnu is supreme. You see, Vishnu is very powerful. He has Shankha, Chakra, Gada, Padma, and Krishna only has a flute. And we say Krishna has a flute and Narayan only has Shankha, Chakra, Gada, Padma. So it's true in show of power, in godness, in showing his godness, then the form of Vishnu, who is anyway different from Krishna, is supreme. But in terms of sweetness and love and rasa and bhav, then Krishna is most attractive. So it depends whether you approach God more in a manner of awe and reverence or in pure love. But even from the tattvic vichar, tattva vichar or philosophical standpoint or shastric vichar, we find again in Bhagavad Gita, aham sarvasya prabhava, from me everything comes. Anyway, if anyone's worshipping Lord Vishnu as supreme, we congratulate you. We're not going to fight with you, we'll fight with all the atheists and demons. So there are many avatars, this is the point of discussion. And Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, who is the foremost follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has praised Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the most magnanimous avatar. All the avatars come simply out of their karuna, or their mercy upon the fallen souls. They come, as is well known, yada yada hi dharmasya, etc. Like to say all together, yada yada hi dharmasya glanya bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam dharma samsthapanartai sambhavami yuge yuge. So the Lord is very merciful. He comes again and again to rectify the situation of adharma for the benefit of those who wish to approach him. They are called sadhus. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is praised as the most munificent avatar because he comes in the worst age of mankind, the Kali Yuga. Prayanal payusa sabhya kalavasmin yuge janaha manda sumanda matayo manda bhaga hi upadrutaha. In Kali Yuga, people have short lives. They are of bad nature, unfortunate, foolish, and above all, their minds are always disturbed. So in this very bad situation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes and he gives a very easy method of reformation and God realization. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatir Anyata. In this age of Kali, there is no other way, no other way, no other way but to chant the name of Hari, chant the name of Hari, chant the name of Hari. Now, who is he going to give this Dharma Upadesham to? That should be given to very qualified people. But in Kali Yuga, no one is qualified. So the only qualification Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to see, if there is some little faith and humility. If people have a little faith and humility, they are qualified to chant the holy names of Krishna. Otherwise, to perform puja and homa and all these complex activities, one actually has to be highly qualified. Now there is a move that the worship in the temples, which has traditionally been done only by people born in Brahmin families, the government wants to make it like any other job that anyone can do. Previously, that was only allowed for people born in Brahmin families. There was a reason for that, because they maintained a culture of purity. To approach the Lord, who is the most pure, one has to have some standard of purity. But nowadays in the Brahmin families, this culture is not maintained. And so it doesn't make any difference whether you have, a meat-eating Brahmana or a meat-eating non-Brahmana. It's just become a job. So due to lack of culture, lack of qualification, lack of knowledge, people are not... Increasingly in Kali Yuga, people are going further and further away from the traditional norms of Dharma. Therefore, in this emergency situation, the possibility is given that if anyone has any faith and a little humility, let them chant the holy names of the Lord and become purified. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most magnanimous because he gives a very easy process to very fallen people in a very contaminated age. And this process, it can not only reform people from their bad habits, but can lead one to the highest stage of love of Krishna. We were just mentioning briefly how for the Supreme Lord Himself, He is Shankha Chakra Gada Padma Dhari. He's also Vanshidhari. So in terms of Rasavichar, the Vanshidhari is more relishable than the Shankha Chakra Gada Padmadhari. In Vrindavan Leela, the devotees of Krishna are very close to Krishna in a loving relationship. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Pitaham Asya Jagataha, I am the father of the whole creation. But in Vrindavan, the father of Bhagavan is Nanda Maharaj. And sometimes he's calling that Krishna, now you bring my shoes. And little baby Krishna will bring the padukas of Nanda Maharaj, carrying them on his head. Therefore, smritim apare, srutim itare, bharatamande bhava bhayabhitam. Aham iha nandam vande yasyalinde param brahma. That some people, they worship the Shruti or the Smriti or the Mahabharat because they're very afraid of material existence. One devotee says, I worship Nanda Maharaj because in his courtyard, the param brahma, the supreme absolute truth, is playing like a child. Who can be the father of God? No one can be the father of God. But out of love, because the devotee has so much love for Krishna, then Krishna accepts that this person wants to serve me in this position. So he accepts that. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving entrance into this kind of love of Krishna, which is very intimate. Now, of course, this has to be approached very carefully. We have to remember, after all, that he is Bhagavan. It's not simply by imagination that we can imitate the position of a great devotee of Krishna. But nevertheless, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this process. If we take to this process of chanting the holy names, then Krishna will reveal himself to us in his most intimate, loving, attractive feature in Vrindavan. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most magnanimous avatar, because he gives to the most fallen people by the easiest and most attractive process the highest level of love of Krishna. So this Shuddha Bhakti, pure devotion to Krishna, this is desirable. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam, ba jagadish, akam, aye, mama janmani, janmani, shvare, bhavatad bhaktya rahaituki twai. Understanding of this verse will eradicate all the misunderstandings that go on in the name of religion all over the world. There is some kind of religious tension between Christians and Hindus and Muslims, but it's all useless. Because none of them have any idea of who is God or how we're supposed to approach him. They're all fighting over their misconceptions of who is God. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, approaching Jagadish, the Lord of the universe, states, I do not want from you anything. I don't want wealth. I'm not praying to become popular or famous or powerful. I'm not praying to have a beautiful wife or for anything in the material world. I'm not even praying for liberation from the material world. I only desire to serve you. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of a devotee, prays to Krishna. No. Life after life. Even you don't want to give me moksha, all right, I'll stay here, but I'll serve you. So people, they approach God, give me money, wealth, health, all these things. But none of them understand that we are, our constitutional position is to serve Bhagavan, and therefore we should not ask anything from him. That the real happiness for the jiva begins when we stop demanding things for ourselves from him and simply desire to serve him because we love him. But we have no idea of what is love. In this material world, what we call love is some kind of arrangement for our own convenience. In the modern age, as people become more and more selfish, there's less and less even of this illusory love. But real love is synonymous with the proper usage of the word bhakti. Bhakti means shuddha bhakti, no personal desire. Simply we desire to serve Krishna, not demanding anything in return. And certainly Krishna will reciprocate with us. But that we have such a crippled idea, we think that if God favors me, I will have lots of money and good health and all these things. We think that God's duty is to make us happy in this material world. But he himself warns us, dukhalayam ashashvatam. This material world is a place of misery wherein everything is temporary. So the attempt to be happy in this material world is foolish. Therefore, what is going on in the name of religion all over the world, that we pray to God for some material benefit, it's all foolishness. Even they think, well, by the blessings of God, I'll go to heaven. But their idea of heaven is some place where they can enjoy by God's grace. So people should study the Shastra, like Srimad Bhagavatam, which describes Vaikuntha, where everything is perfect because the center is the perfect person, Vishnu, and everyone is eager to serve him. The whole mistake is that we want to put ourselves in the center instead of putting him in the center. So these teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they help us to rectify our perverted consciousness. This teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is now spread all over the world, and it is the mission of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness to deliver the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to every town and village in the world. The teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are based on those of Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita concludes with the instruction, Sarvadhaman parityaja mamekam sharanam raja. Ahang tvang sarva pape bhyo moksha yishami ma shuchaha. Abandon all varieties of religion. Just surrender to me, Krishna says. I will protect you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings are based on this sharanagati, that we should take shelter of the Supreme Lord. That is a beginning, but beyond that, we have to develop love of Krishna, Krishna prema. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is worship. Namo Mahavaranyaya. I offer my respects to him who is most magnanimous. Krishna prema pradayate, because he is liberally bestowing Krishna prema, pure love of Krishna. Krishnaya, he is Krishna, known as Krishna Chaitanya. Krishna Chaitanya Namne means he is known as Krishna Chaitanya. Gora Trishe Namaha, even though he is Krishna, his bodily luster is golden. So let us worship the golden avatar, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His teachings are being broadcast through the world in through many books. We have brought a selection of these books here. So you're all educated people. You please take advantage of this literature and use your intellectual propensity to understand who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and what is our relationship with him. And for more, for ongoing and personal guidance in this, you could contact Akinchan Krishna Prabhu, who's based in Vellore and is preaching Krishna Bhakti from there and in the whole district. So it is a great good fortune for all of you that Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come here, accompanied by Balaram Nityananda and their very great and dear devotee Srila Prabhupada, and these devotees who are spreading their teachings from town to town and village to village. As you can see, this Sankirtan Padyatra has been going on more or less continuously for 23 years now. It must have come to Ranipet at least once or twice before. But here I think the staff is changing every few years, so they may not have seen them. Anyway, they're here now, so please take advantage. Last time I was here in this temple was in February. As we stopped here, on we were going from Vellore to Sholingar, Nrsingha temple. We stopped here briefly in the morning. There was one lady thought we were going to do a program then. She had come, she was quite disappointed that we weren't doing a program. So her wish has been fulfilled. Now we came and did a program. Who is that lady? She was asking for Ashirvadam from me. So I asked, what Ashirvad do you want? Because generally people, they want dhanam, janam, all these things. They want material benefits. So she said, I only want Shuddha Bhakti. I know she must have been reading Srila Prabhupada's books. So please read Srila Prabhupada's books. You will get a benefit that is unimaginable. What can you imagine would be for your benefit? Would you like to be as rich as Bill Gates? Would you like to be as famous as Amitabh Bachchan? I'm sure you've heard of him, even in Tamil Nadu. His photos all over India. He's advertising everything. Would you like to be as strong as the people they show in the advertisements for the gymnasium, looking like a big buffalo or something? Would you like to be as beautiful as Aishwarya Rai was? Now she's getting old. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches, Na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadish akamaye mama janmani janmanishvare bhavatad bhakti rahaituki twai. No, we don't want any of it. We don't want rich like Bill Gates or big and strong like a buffalo and any none of these things. We're simply beggars. We're begging a drop of mercy from the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada that we can develop even slightly, even 1 millionth of the bhakti that he has. So his bhakti is unlimited. So you're all engineers. What's unlimited divided by 1 million? Infinity divided by 1 million. It's also unlimited. So if we can get, yeah, unlimited, aparam. So if we can get a little mercy from the pure Vaishnavas that is more valuable than everything in the whole universe. We know the story of the Tulabharam with Krishna. How much gold and jewels will you put to measure Krishna? You can put all the gold and jewels, it won't be equal to Krishna in one Tulsi Pata. Krishna has to admit, yes, now I am defeated. Krishna comes under the control of his devotees. This is the secret of bhakti. Same example, Nanda Maharaj. That Krishna feels himself subordinate because Nanda Maharaj has so much love for Krishna. So let us develop Shuddha Bhakti for Krishna by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada by chanting the names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Does anyone have any question, please? So, everyone's fully convinced, they don't have any doubts. Then you immediately take it up. Usually when people take to Krishna Bhakti, according to the Shuddha Gauriya Parampara, we often introduce gradually. When people start coming to this line, we often introduce it gradually. We tell, all right, you take the Japa Mala, you start to chant one round, and then after some days you chant two rounds. And then for people who have certain bad habits like eating meat and all this, we say you gradually stop that. And for some people, it's very difficult to give up coffee. But we tell them, well, if you're drinking 10 glasses a day, then you come down to 8. And it's very difficult. And gradually they become free from all bad habits, gradually. But then if you're all fully convinced, you can all immediately take up everything immediately. That's what it was like when I joined in 1975. Came to the temple, discussed with devotees, so you agree with this? Yes, all right, immediately. Stop everything and chant Hare Krishna and join, finish. So if it's good, accept it. Of course it may take you some more time, but the principle should be there that human life is meant for God realization. And it doesn't last long. People are dying all around us. Even in our Krishna consciousness movement, you see now I'm getting to the age where gradually my friends, and they're all going off to Krishna one by one. So we don't have much time. Don't think, well, I'll do this, I'll do that, I'll do something else, and then eventually, you know, when I've done everything in the material world, then I'll chant Hare Krishna. That is Maya. Because your material duties will never be finished. There'll always be something more to do. But our highest duty is to Bhagavan. So let us worship Krishna. We're not saying that when this padyatra goes, that all the colony has to go with it. If you want, you can. But there are family affairs to run on, all these things. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching is Grihe Thako Bane Thako Sada Hari Bale Dako. You go in the forest and become a sannyasi, or you live at home, doesn't matter. The most important thing, wherever you are, chant the holy names of Krishna. So there are many initiated devotees in ISKCON who are family members also. Just like, for instance, have come from Vela this evening, Damodar Murti Prabhu with Mataji. So they're husband and wife, and they have their children. But the center of their life is Krishna. They're following all the principles very purely, so you can also do. An outline of how to practice these activities in your home is given in this book, Beginner's Guide to Krishna Consciousness, that's available in Tamil. So Hare Krishna, thank you so much. Rambanandri, Rambasantosham, and I don't know any more Tamil. But I know the best Tamil of all. I know some Tamil that even many Tamil people don't know. What is that? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's in every language. The only thing is that people don't know yet. So we'll be teaching Tamil class. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then if you want to learn Chinese, you can also learn. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hale Lama, Hale Lama, Lama Lama, Hale Hale. That's how they chant in China. They can't pronounce Ah, but Krishna accepts. All right.